David Ho 已经结咗婚，佢嘅太太叫做 Alice。Alice 咧就系我哋教会一直都有支持佢。咁而家结咗婚之后咧，我哋教会支持佢哋两个嘅。咁佢哋两个结咗婚，而且有两个细路啊，都系男嘅。咁佢哋咧就系做宣教士喺东南亚嘅地方啊。自从2002年已经开始做宣教工作，神大大使用佢哋。而家佢哋係有段時間休息啊，喺呢個 Houston， 咁佢哋而家咧就係將來會再翻去啊，喺呢個啊東南亞嘅地方做宣教士嘅。咁 David 佢喺 Talbot 啊羅省嘅嗰邊有間啊神學院 Talbot 神學院係讀書畢咗業，然後係正正式式出去做宣教士嘅。而家我哋就請阿 David 啊同埋馮志同佢翻譯嘅。
Well, it is truly a wonderful blessing to be worshiping God with you all this morning.
今朝早可以同大家一齐嚟敬拜神，真系一个好奇妙嘅祝福。
And on behalf of my wife Alice and I, we do really want to praise God and thank God for the many faithful years that ACC has been praying and supporting the ministry that God has given to us. In Southeast Asia.
我代表我太太同我咧，真係好感謝 ACC 一直咁多年嚟對我哋嘅事工一直嘅支持，喺禱告上邊同埋喺經濟上邊嘅支持。
And I just really thank Pastor Chow for giving me this opportunity to share with you all.
亦都多謝周牧師俾我咁嘅機會，同大家一齊嚟分享。
We really value and appreciate your partnership in bringing the gospel to the peoples of all of East Asia.
我十分之赞赏同埋感谢大家同我哋一齐将呢个福音咧喺东亚呢个地方一齐嚟俾嗰度嗰啲人。
I apologize, I do not speak Cantonese too much.
我非常之遗憾，我唔可以太多讲广东话。
But actually, my mom is Cantonese.
我嘅妈妈咧，其实系讲广东话嘅。
And so from up to age 5。My family actually lived with my popo and gonggong.
我同我公公婆婆咧一直去增长我五岁之前咧都系同佢哋一齐嚟生活。
So from when I was little, my 公公婆婆 would speak to me mostly in Mandarin.
我公公婆婆咧喺五岁之前咧一直同我讲系普通话。
But if I did something naughty, they would speak to me in Cantonese.
如果我好曳咧，佢就会用广东话嚟闹我。
So as you can see, I feel very much at home when I hear Cantonese.
我听啲人讲广东话咧，好似就喺我翻到屋企咁啦。
You know, it's one of my life's hope that I can one day be able to conversationally converse in Cantonese.
我真系我可以日常，如果可以用广东话同人交流咧，系我一生嘅其中一个希望。
Well.Let me just start off this morning by asking you a question, particularly for ACC church members.
我哋今朝早咧，用我开始嘅时候问一大家嘅问题，特别系 ACC 嘅会友。
Do you know your church mission statement?
你知唔知道你我哋教会你有冇一个使命嘅一个陈述咧
？Well, in case if youI cannot recall it. It is to make disciples by sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with the ethnic Chinese in Greater Austin and developing them into growing followers of Christ so that together we will bear witness of His glory to all the world. It's a beautiful statement.
以我哋 ACC 嘅一个使命咧，就系讲到我哋一齐嚟建造门徒，就系将呢个福音咧去传俾喺 Austin。歌神的华人，同埋咧就将佢哋培养成为一个系跟随基督嘅，同埋一齐咧，我哋系可以将嘅荣耀咧归俾我哋嘅天父。
Now for you business folks, you know how important a mission statement is to an organization, right?
如果你喺公司度工作咧，你就会明白呢个嘅使命，呢个陈述咧，对你间公司系几咁重要。
A short. A mission statement is a short written statement about the very purpose of any organization.
这个陈述就是有几句话之中将你的公司要做些什么来讲给人听。
It should guide what decisions, what action an organization should make.
这个陈述就应该成为你做决定的一个准则。
Well, let me just show you a few other mission statements and see if you can guess who it is.
我同大家讲几个嘅一个嘅使命嘅陈述，等你哋估下呢个系边个嘅。
Be America's best quick service restaurant. Do you know? McDonald's.
成为美国最快餐最好嘅快餐。
Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is always better than McDonald's, right?
Chick-fil-A 咧一直比麦当劳更加好噶。
We save people money so they can live better.
我哋会同人悭钱，所以佢哋可以生活得更好。
I heard someone said Walmart.
有啲人讲Walmart。
That means they must have saved you money.
佢哋一定会同你悭钱嘅。
Are you living better?
你会唔会生活更好咧？又唔知啦。
To inspire and nurture the human spirit. One person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time.
将你鼓励同埋，啊，呢个系沙巴咖啡嘅使命。
It sounds so spiritual, doesn't it?
好似呢个好似好属灵咁啊，培养你嘅属灵啊。
And you thought they only did coffee?
啊，你只系得杯咖啡啫。
Well, let me ask another question. Do you know what is Jesus' mission statement when he was here on earth?
咁我又再問大家個問題啦，你知唔知道耶穌在世嘅時候佢有冇一個使命嘅呢個陳述咧？
Well, I don't think that Jesus wrote it down word for word, but Jesus spoke about his missions very clearly, very frequently in the Bible.
耶穌基督可能冇將一句句話咁樣寫落嚟，但係咧佢平時講嘅話咧，將佢嘅使命咧好清楚嘅話咗俾我哋聽。
Let me just share one verse for you, John chapter 3. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him.
同大家分享其中一句咧，就係《約翰福音》3:17，就係話，因為神差他的兒子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Jesus came to prepare the way for sinners like you and me. To be saved by Christ by the work on the cross.
耶稣基督嚟到呢度咧，就系为咗救好似你同我咁嘅罪人咧，就可以翻翻去神嗰度。
And this morning, I really want to focus on John chapter 14, verse 12.
今朝早咧，想同大家特别睇一睇《约翰福音》14:12。
In John 14:12, Jesus said that His church is going to continue His mission on earth.
约翰福音十四节呢度讲到咧，佢 耶稣基督教会咧，将会继续嘅去延伸佢嘅工作。
In fact, when you look at that verse, Jesus said the church will be doing even greater works than Jesus himself.
如果你仔细睇下咧，甚至耶稣讲到咧，佢嘅教会咧比佢做嘅嘢咧系更大嘅事。
I don't know about you, but that is an astounding statement that Jesus made.
我唔知道你觉得点样，但系咧，呢个好似耶稣作咁嘅陈述咧，系一个好令人惊奇嘅。
And so let's look at this verse carefully.
我哋好仔细嘅睇一睇呢句嘅经文。
Truly, truly, I say to you.
我实实在在地告诉你们。
Now, whenever Jesus says that, what he is saying is stop and pay attention.
每一次耶稣咁样讲咧，就系嗌你哋停低所有嘅嘢，你听我讲，注意我讲。
And usually when Jesus says that, usually something significant happened just before.
当耶稣讲到呢句话嘅时候咧，通常咧有一个好重要嘅事咧，啱啱发生咗。
And so I need to go back a little bit to John chapter 13 to give you the background.
所以我哋去睇一睇《约翰福音》13，睇一睇嗰个背景系点样。
The scene is Jesus and his disciples is in an upper room celebrating the Passover feast.
就係耶穌基督同佢嘅門徒咧，喺嗰個樓房嗰度咧，就佢哋一齊嚟食呢個逾越節嘅呢個筵席。
It is the night before Jesus was to die on the cross.
呢個係耶穌將要上十字架嘅前一夜。
And it was that night that Jesus stunned the disciples by saying that he will leave them.
就是那一晚呢，耶稣使他的门徒非常吃惊，就是告诉他们他要离开他们的。
And they will not be able to follow him.
他们呢不可以跟着他去的。
Now this really hit the disciples very hard.
这个真是给门徒一个很大的惊奇。
If Jesus were to go away, what were they to do?
如果耶稣基督离开了，他们会做什么呢？
They gave up everything to follow Jesus.
他已经放弃了所有的东西来跟从耶稣。
Jesus was their teacher.
耶稣是他们的老师。
Jesus was their companion.
是他们的陪伴。
Jesus was their miracle maker.
是他们做神迹的这个导师。
Jesus even took money out of the fish's mouth to pay for their taxes.
耶稣基督甚至在他的鱼里面口里面拿了钱来将给他们的税。
What were they to do when Jesus leaves them?
如果耶稣基督离开了，他们可以做什么呢？
And so from John chapter 14 verse 1 through 7,
在约福音十四章一到七节的地方，
Jesus assures his disciples that it will actually be much better that he leaves them.
耶稣在那里安慰他的门徒，告诉他们他离开他们对他们是更加好的。
Because Jesus says that he will go to prepare a place, a heavenly place for them.
因为耶稣告诉他们他离开是去天堂跟他们预备一个地方。
And when Jesus says prepare, he means spiritually prepare a heavenly place through the work of the cross.
当耶稣说要预备呢，就是同他们预备一个，是在天堂里面预备一个属灵的地方呢，是给他们。
Jesus also said to his disciples that he himself is the way to this heavenly place that he will be preparing for them.
耶稣就跟我们说呢，他自己就是他去这个天堂这个地方的一个道路。
Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣跟我们讲话，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Well, then, the disciple Philip then asked in verse 8, Well, Lord Jesus, show us the Father, and it is enough.
所以这个门徒呢，第八节那里问他说，咁耶稣基督，你求主你将父显给我们看，我们就会知足了。
Again, keep in mind,The future for these disciples looks very uncertain, dangerous.
你大家要知道咧，呢个将来系做乜嘢咧？对于门徒嚟讲系非常之不肯定嘅。
If they just had something tangible, like seeing God before their own eyes, that would be enough.
如果佢哋真系可以睇到一啲真正嘅嘢，好似睇到神喺佢哋嘅眼前咧，佢哋就会知足啦。
Philip asked for sight.
呢个腓利咧。就问可以想睇到一啲嘢。
But Jesus gave him faith.
但係耶稣基督俾佢信心。
Jesus said that to see him was to see God.
耶稣话俾佢听咧，就你睇见我咧，就係睇见父啦。
Jesus is the perfect image of God.
耶稣基督係神嘅一个完美嘅一个样式。
But Jesus said to not exercise just blind faith.
但耶稣基督话俾佢听，亦都唔好盲目嘅相信。
Jesus said, "Trust in His words."
你要喺我嘅话语里边嚟有呢个信心。
The Bible mentioned many times that the teachings of Jesus was like no other in history.
圣经里边提到好多次啦，耶稣基督教导人嘅方法喺历史上面从来冇咁样讲过嘅。
And if His words were not enough,
如果佢嘅话语仲未足够咧？
Jesus urged them to look at the works that he did.
耶稣叫他们呢，再看看他所做出来的工作。
Jesus' miracles were divine confirmation to his deity.
耶稣基督行的神迹呢，就是对他这个神圣的一个很充足的一个证明。
And so now we come to John chapter 14, verse 12.
现在我们来到呢，就是14章12节这里了。
Jesus continues to assure his disciples that indeed,It will be better if he temporarily left them.
耶稣基督继续嘅安慰佢门徒话：真系嘅，我如果系暂时离开你哋咧，你哋会更加好。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, shall he do also.
佢话：我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做。
Jesus said, trust in his words.
耶稣话：你信我嘅。
Trust in his works.
信我的所做的
and trust in his works through his disciples.
你从对通过嗰啲门徒咧，就睇见我哋对耶稣基督所做嘅咧，应该有信心。
The disciples will continue or extend Christ's mission on earth。
嗰啲门徒咧会继续做耶稣基督做嘅事，并且要做得比这更大嘅事。
Now of course Jesus did the hard work。
当然啦，耶稣基督做咗啲好艰苦嘅工作。
He was the one that made it possible for sinners like you and me to be saved from our sin by His work on the cross.
是他在十字架上所做的工作呢，是成为我和你这样的罪人呢，能够得救的这个原因。
And when His work on the cross was completed, He was now ready to pass the work of His mission on earth to His disciples.
当他在十字架的工作已经完成了，他就已经预备好将他在我们世间上的工作呢，就交给他的门徒去做了。
We, the church, were commissioned to continue Christ's mission on earth.
我们是耶稣基督的教会呢，就是受了这个大使命呢，继续去做耶稣给我们要做这个使命。
To preach the gospel.
就是要去传扬这个福音。
And that can be done through words or through deeds.
这个呢，传扬福音可以通过你的话语和通过你的工作去做。
And greater works than these shall he do.
我们并且要做这比这更大的事。
Is that true? Will we really do even greater works than Jesus?
是不是我们要做这比耶稣基督做的更加大的事，是不是真的呢？
This was the same Jesus that calmed a raging storm in a sinking boat.
当耶稣在这个大风大浪之中平静这个风浪的时候。
This was the same Jesus that took 5 pieces of bread, 2 pieces of fish to feed over 5,000 hungry people.
这个是这个耶稣呢，他用五饼二鱼呢，可以喂饱了成五千人。
This was the same Jesus that casted out demons from many people.
这个是耶稣基督呢，他将很多鬼呢赶走，在人的身上赶走出去。
This was the same Jesus that raised his good friend Lazarus from the dead.
这个耶稣基督呢，他是将他好朋友拿撒勒在死中复活出来。
Is Jesus saying we will be doing even greater works than these?
是不是真的耶稣说我们会比耶稣基督做的工作更加大呢？
So what does the greater works mean?
做这比这更大的事到底是什么意思呢？
Well, we need to look at the greater in its original sense in the Greek language.
我们在原文希腊文当中看看这个更大的这个词的意思。
In the original sense, it means large in its width, in its greatest extent.
是原文的意思呢，就是更加阔和更加广的。
And so what Jesus is saying is that his church will participate in having a greater, wider influence of his mission on earth.
耶稣基督所讲的就是他的教会呢，将会是更加将他的使命呢更加广，更加去发展。
Now, the extent of Christ's ministry on earth was mostly confined to around Palestine.
那时的耶稣基督教会呢，是在巴勒斯坦地区呢，巴勒斯坦地区而已。
But Jesus said, just before he ascended into heaven, that his disciples will be his witnesses to the ends of the earth.
但耶稣基督升天之前呢，话俾佢听，佢嘅门徒呢将会直到地极呢做佢嘅见证。
That his disciples will make disciples of all nations.
佢嘅门徒呢将会系为所有嘅民族呢都系去做佢嘅门徒。
The extent of Christ's mission will expand to all nations, to all people.
这个基督的使命呢，将会延伸到所有的民族和所有的人民。
You know, we also know from Scripture that Jesus valued the miracle of salvation more than any other miracles that he performed.
在圣经当中看到呢，耶稣基督对这个拯救人这个神迹呢，比他其他所有其他神迹更加的看重。
In Luke chapter 10, verse 20, the disciples were so excited to be able to cast out demons from people.
在路加福音第十章的时候，那些门徒呢是非常之欢喜，因为他们可以赶鬼，在人身上赶鬼出来。
But listen to what Jesus said here. Do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you.
但耶稣基督，我们看看他怎么说。他说， 不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜。
But rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven.
但要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
The greater works that Jesus is referring to is not just about casting out demons or other amazing miracles.
这个做更大的事呢，不是说赶更多的鬼和做那些事。
The greater works that Jesus valued was the miracle of salvation.
这个更大的事，耶稣基督看重的就是将这个人呢去拯救人。
That's the work of the gospel.
这个就是福音的工作。
People saved from their sin was a greater miracle than any miracles that Jesus performed.
如果人能够得救呢，这个是最大的神迹，比起其他任何耶稣基督行过的神迹来讲，这个都是最大的神迹。
Now the key to this astounding verse is the very last statement.
这个令人咁惊奇这个陈述呢，是在最后一句呢，我们可以看得到。
The only way for the church to do greater works than Jesus is if he goes to the Father.
唯一教会可以做这个比耶稣基督更大的事呢，是因为耶稣可以往父那里去。
Jesus assures his disciples that he himself will empower his disciples to do the job.
耶稣基督就安慰他的门徒说，我会给你能力去做这些事。
The disciples are not to and could not continue Christ's mission in their own strength.
如果那些门徒靠自己的能力呢，是不可能去继续做耶稣所做的事工。
And two things happen when Jesus returned to the Father.
有两件事会发生的，当耶稣基督回去父那里，有两件事会发生。
First, when Jesus returned to the Father, he will hear and answer our prayers.
他在耶稣基督回去父那里，他会听见我们所求的，而且他必成就。
And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you may ask me anything in my name, I will do it.
13节讲话，你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
Another powerful statement.
这个也是很有能力的一句。
Jesus said, if we ask for anything in his name, he will do it.
耶稣基督说，如果你奉他的名求什么呢，他必成就。
Of course, that doesn't mean we can ask for anything and God will give it to us.
这个并不等于我们可以求任何的东西，神一定会给我们。
It needs to be asked in Jesus' name.
你要用耶稣基督的名去求。
To ask according to his will.
用他的耶稣基督的意愿去求。
According to his character.
要按照耶稣基督的性情去求。
According to his mission.Of bringing salvation to this world.
而且要按照耶稣基督将这个福音传给这个世人的使命去求。
Now we can ask God to bring us out of bankruptcy.
我们可以求神在将我们在破产当中救出来。
Or heal us from a terrible disease.
或者在这个重病当中来医我们。
Yes, God is interested in these problems.
是神呢，会在这些问题上面呢，是照顾我们。
And he will sometimes answer those requests.
他有时呢，会满足我们这样所求的。
But his primary purpose goes beyond our immediate needs.
但他最终的目的呢，是跟我们这些暂时的这些需要呢，是更加的，是更加长远。
It is his glory.
就是神的荣耀。
It is his namesake.
就是神的名。
That is of primary importance to God.
这个就是神所最重要的一个目的，就是他的着重点。
And when more people worship God, then God's name is more glorified.
当多些人去敬拜神的时候，神的名就得着荣耀。
A second thing that will happen when Jesus returns to the Father is that He will send the Holy Spirit.
当耶稣基督回到父那里，第二件事会发生，就是父就会赐这个保惠师。
John chapter 14 says, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever.
16节说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师， 叫他永远与你们同在。
Jesus further says in John chapter 16, "It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you."
当后边咧，耶稣基督更加讲到咧，话如果我去咧，系对你哋有益嘅；如果我唔去咧，保惠师就唔到你哋呢度啦。
With the Holy Spirit dwelling in every believer's everywhere.
是不是保卫师呢在我们所有的信主的人的心里面是长住呢
God will build his kingdom to the ends of the earth.
神呢就会将他的王国呢在世上边呢就会建立他的王国。
You know, this greater works was immediately felt when Jesus ascended into heaven and when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples on Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候呢这个做更大的事呢就即刻體驗咗啦！當耶穌基督升天之後，保惠師落嚟之後咧，門徒就體驗咗一個做更大嘅事。
If you can remember, Peter with the filling of the Holy Spirit preached a sermon, and 3,000 people believed.
如果你記得咧，彼得係充俾聖靈充滿之後咧，係去傳道咧，即刻有3,000人信主。
That was more.Than the 3 years of Jesus' ministry.
嗰个咧，比耶稣基督喺世上3年所做嘅工作咧，信主嘅人更加多。
Now that being said, the Holy Spirit, I believe, seems to be the most mysterious amongst the Trinity for us evangelicals.
三位一体嘅神当中咧，呢个圣灵呢个位格咧，对我哋呢啲福音派嘅人嚟讲咧，可能系最神秘嘅一位啦。
Have you ever done a personal or a small group investigation on the Holy Spirit?
你有冇你个人或者你嘅小组当边有冇就好仔细研究下呢个圣灵系点样咧
？If you have not, I would encourage you to do so.
如果你未试过咧，我鼓励你哋去试下去研究。
And when you study, do not just study about the Holy Spirit.
如果去学习嘅时候，唔好就系学习圣灵系乜嘢。
But rather approach it with a mindset that you want the indwelling Holy Spirit to be more evident in your life.
你准备你的心智呢就是想用这个圣灵在你当中呢在你的生活当中去行出来。
The work of the gospel can only be greater when the Holy Spirit is in on it.
这个福音可以我们可以做这个福音更大的事呢只有圣灵在我们心内住的时候才可以去做。
So in tying prayer and the Holy Spirit together, perhaps an anonymous Bible teacher said it best.
有一个圣经的老师讲得最好就是这个祷告和圣灵的这两件事。
This Bible teacher said, when man works, then man works.
当人去工作的时候，人去工作。
But when man prays, then the Holy Spirit works.
当人祈祷的时候，是圣灵去工作。
You know, and God has been actively at work in building His kingdom around the world.
神呢，是还是很不断的去将他的王国在整个世界里面去建造。
The blue dots on this map shows the area where there are at least initial.Evangelization in the world.
这个在地图上面有些蓝色的点呢就表示呢那个地方是有福音去到的了。
Praise God, God is at work.
我是很赞美神因为神呢是在这里工作。
But there are still more work to be done.
但是呢还有更多的工作呢等我们去做。
The red dots roughly represents the areas that are still unevangelized.
嗰啲紅色嘅嗰啲點咧，就係、是、代表嗰啲地方咧，仲未去福音，仲未有福音到嘅。
God has given all of His people the privilege of being a part of making disciples of all nations。
神咧就俾我哋每一個基督徒咧有咁嘅權利咧，將個福音去傳俾所有嘅全民。
I'm not saying that everyone should stop what you are doing.And just go and become a cross-cultural missionary. That's not what I'm saying.
我唔系讲咧，每个人即刻停止所有嘅嘢咧，去海外去传福音。我唔系咁样讲。
While going is important, I do not believe that everyone will or should go overseas.
當然去海外傳福音是很重要，但我不相信每一個人都要去到海外去傳福音。
But all of us can be involved in making disciples of all nations through many ways.
但我相信所有人都是可以在使萬民作門徒這件事上是 去貢獻自己的力量。
If I may just propose at least 6 ways in which you can be significantly involved in missions, Christ missions.
我同大家可以讲有六个不同的方面你可以去参与这个传福音的工作。
Now, of course, two of the more common way, the popular way, is going and sending.
当然两个最普通的方法就是一个就是你自己去，同埋另一个你差遣人去。
And a third way, mobilizing, is also a very important way of being involved in missions, even here in Austin.
第三個就是你可以動員好參加很多動員的工作，甚至在奧斯丁這個地方都是可以做這樣的工作。
Mobilizing is basically just encouraging those you already know to be involved in Christ's mission on earth。
這個動員這個工作就是說 你使你所認識的人你鼓勵他們去參與這個傳福音的工作。
But let me highlightAt least the other three ways: learn, pray, welcome.
仲有其他三个方面咧，我可以同大家详细讲下，就是、一个系去学习、去祈祷同埋去欢迎。
Now, learning about what God is doing around the world is a very integral part of being involved in missions.
你去学习神喺所有全世界所做嘅工作咧，系去我哋传福音去做佢事工一个不可缺少嘅一个部分。
Now I usually know something about East Asia because that is where we serve.
我咧通常咧，你提东亚嘅地方咧，我比较认识，因为我喺嗰度嚟去侍奉。
But actually, I'm not that familiar with the Middle East.
但系我对中东嘅地方咧就唔系咁认识啦。
But learning about the situation in Iran earlier this year really helped me to pray for that region.
但是今年年初的时候我去学习在伊朗所发生的事呢就使到我更加去为那个地区去祈祷更加恒切去为他们去祈祷。
The year was 1979.
我所学习到呢就是那一年是1979年。
That was about the year when China was beginning to open up.
大概呢那一年呢差不多中国呢就准备去开放他的门户了。
And many believers around the world were surprised to see the explosion of the Chinese church within this communist country.
全世界咧，佢哋都好好驚奇，因為咧呢個共產黨嘅國家咧係去準備去開放佢嘅門户。
God was magnificently involved and working in China.
神咧就係喺嗰度佢做係佢嘅大能喺中國裏面做佢嘅大能嘅工作。
Now what many people don't know was around that same time in 1979, the Iranian Revolution took place under the Ayatollah Khomeini.
好多人咧都唔知道，但1979年同一年咧喺伊朗亦都發生咗伊朗嘅革命，就喺呢個霍梅尼嘅領導之下發生。
This hardline Muslim regime took over the entire country.
这个伊斯兰的强硬派呢就整个对整个伊朗呢就控制了。
Many said that the fragile few hundred Iranian Christians believers, they will not survive.
很多人都认为呢得几百个那些很薄弱的那些基督徒的现在他们都不会存活的了。
Now, a few months ago, I was able to have a conversation with a missionary to Iran.
在几个月之前呢我和一个在伊朗做宣教的宣教士呢有个谈话。
And this is what he said. He said that today, Iran may have as many as 2 million believers.
他跟我说呢今天在伊朗呢可能有200万的人呢是信耶稣基督的。
House churches are still multiplying in Iran.
那些家庭教会在伊朗还是不断的壮大。
Never before in Iran have the people been more open to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
现在伊朗的人民是最对这个福音是好准备好他们的心去接受。
God is doing the greater works through the church in Iran.
神通过在这个伊朗的教会做这个更大的事。
Learning about Iran encouraged me to pray for the brothers and sisters in Iran.
所以我學習到伊朗所發生的事呢, 就鼓勵我呢, 對, 去很恆切地為伊朗的弟兄姊妹去祈禱。
Actually, when it comes to learning, I want to give you a wonderful opportunity to learn more about what God is doing in East Asia in our OMF conference on October 29th.
講到學習呢, 順便跟大家提一提, 有這個好的機會呢, 我們可以學到更多在東亞所發生的事呢, 就在這個Houston, 這個的聚會。
If you happen to be in Houston at that time, we warmly welcome you to come.
如果你剛剛去到侯斯頓在那個時間呢,我們很歡迎你呢,來參加這個聚會。
Maybe you are in Houston at that time, visiting families, friends, or having some good dim sum.
如果你剛剛去到Houston,可能你是看看你的親戚朋友,剛剛去到吃點心啊,這樣。
We will have three very experienced missionaries talking about three different areas in East Asia.
我們將會有三個很有經驗的宣教士講到三個在東亞他們侍奉的地方。
And those three areas are China.
那三個地方就是中國,
Southeast Asian Buddhist world.
就是在東南亞的佛教的國家,
and the Southeast Asian Muslim world.
在東南亞的穆斯林的國家。
Now, as learning really encouraged me to pray,
如果學習呢, 鼓勵我更多的祈禱,
you know, prayer really is the most important work of missions.
祈禱呢, 其實是一個你去宣教的最重要的一個工作。
J.O. Fraser, an old missionary to the Lisu people of southwest China in the early 1900s,
在早期1920世紀的時候呢, 早期20世紀的時候呢, J.O. Fraser呢, 就是一個宣教士, 在亞洲的。
He said this, Christians at home can do as much for foreign missions as those actually on the field.
他說呢, 在家裡的基督徒呢, 其實可以跟在工場裡面的基督徒呢, 是做同樣, 大的事情。
I believe it, it will only be known on the last day how much has been accomplished in missionary work by the prayers of earnest believers at home.
他說呢, 我相信是一直去到最後一天, 我們才可以知道在, 家裡恆切禱告的基督徒呢, 他們所做的工作是怎樣。
Fraser knew what he was talking about.
Fraser呢, 是知道他所, 講的是什麼。
In his first 6 years on the field, he only had a handful of Lisu people who professed belief in Christ.
在他早期6年的宣教的過程當中呢, 他是一個, 律宿族的少數民族那裡祈禱,只有屈指可數的人信主。
And eventually, these handful of Lisu returned back to their spirit-worshipping ways.
沒多久,這些屈指可數的律宿族的人信主,也回到他以前的生活當中。
Of course, he was very discouraged.
當然,他是很灰心。
Thinking of quitting, he wrote a letter to his mother in England.
甚至想到要放棄了,所以他跟他媽媽在英國的媽媽寫了封信。
And he urged her mom, his mom to urgently pray for the Lisu people.
他就很要求他媽媽跟他和這些律宿族的人去祈禱。
And so Mama Fraser gathered a few of the people in her church, mostly women, and they regularly pray for these Lisu people.
這個Fraser媽媽呢,就將佢教會的幾個姊妹呢,一起去經常的為一個律宿族的這些人去祈禱。
Shortly afterwards, 129 Lisu families believed in Jesus.
好快呢,有129個這個律宿族的家庭呢,佢去信主。And
they went on to tell neighboring villages.
而且呢,他們又去他們附近的村莊呢,去告訴其他人聽。
About 100 years later, today, there are roughly 50% Lisu people are believers of Jesus Christ.
現在100年過了,大概有50%的律宿族的人呢,都是信主的人。
They are even sending out their own missionaries to other ethnic people groups.
甚至他們有自己的宣教士去其他的少數民族去傳揚這個福音。
God is doing magnificent greater works through His church.
神呢通过佢嘅教会呢做呢个更加奇妙更加大嘅工作。
And finally, welcome.
最尾呢点样系欢迎。
The mission field is coming to America. I think you guys know that.
呢个宣教工场呢系嚟到呢个美国啦，我相信大家都知道。
If you want to serve among an unevangelized people group without going overseas, it is possible.
如果你想向啲未信之人传福音呢又不想去海外呢你是可以做到的。
Just in the state of Texas alone, here in Austin, there are many Sikhs.
在奥斯丁的地方呢就很多这些锡克族的这些人。
There are many Qatari and Saudi Muslims in College Station.
在 College Station 的地方呢也有很多这些卡塔尔的人和沙利阿拉伯的人。
There are many Muslim Kurds in DFW.
在 Dallas 科沃这个地方很多这些穆斯林的 Kurds
Houston maybe is the most diverse. They have so many unevangelized people from other countries living in Houston.
在侯斯顿可能是最多这些人是 未得到福音的人住在侯斯顿这个地方。
100 mosque.
有100个 mosque.
Over 30 Hindu temples.
有多过30个印度的佛庙
，maybe as many as 20 Buddhist temple in Houston。
可能有20个嗰啲佛教嘅佛庙喺侯斯顿。
There are Hindus all throughout Texas。
嗰啲印度教咧喺成个德州咧有好多人。
And the list goes on and on in Texas。
如果你写呢个名单喺德州里边咧，都可以写好长好长呢个名单。
Perhaps you have a coworker or a classmate。
可能你同事或者你的同学呢你都可以去传福音。
Or a neighbor who has come from a place that is coming from a place that is not evangelized.
可能你或者有个邻居呢可能他们还没听过福音的。
What can you do about it?
你可以做什么呢
Well, let me just close by sharing a story about a Thai believer.
结束之前呢跟大家讲一个泰国信主的这个信徒的一个故事。
I'll just say her name is Noi for security reasons.
她的名字呢叫做 Noi, 可能不是她真名。
She was one of our co-workers when we arrived on the field.
当我们去到这个工厂的时候呢她是一个我们的同工。
And she had such a wonderful ministry with the university students. Many people have come to knowthe Lord through her ministry.
她在那裡呢是做很多的工作特別是對於大學生的工作呢很多人因為她呢是信主。
Her journey was truly a testimony of how God uses various people through various ways.
她的一生呢真是對神用各樣的事情各樣的人做一個很好的見證。
To raise her up to be a cross-cultural missionary in a restrictive country.
佢咧喺一个有一个好有限制嘅一个国家咧，做一个多元文化嘅一个去传播呢个福音。
She grew up in a very poor area of South Thailand.
佢喺呢个泰国南部一个好贫穷嘅地方长大。
Her father was irresponsible and a drunk.
佢个父亲咧系好唔负责任嘅，而且经常饮醉酒。
Her mom was a hard-working school teacher, barely keeping food on the table for her five children.
她的媽媽呢是一個老師是很做事很勤力的但是呢是勉勉強強可以提供對她有五個小孩子是可以提供她們的食物。
One day, her mom noticed a foreigner in her neighborhood.
有一天呢她媽媽住到一個外國人在她的住的範圍當中。
And this foreigner would often play the accordion in front of his home.
这个外国人呢经常在他家前面拉这个手风琴。
Her mom would often come with her children to this foreigner whenever he played the accordion.
当他妈妈呢就会带他的小孩去听这个外国人呢当他拉这个手风琴的时候呢就会听他。
He was also a missionary.
他就是一个宣教士。
One thing led to another.
一件事呢带来另一件事。
They began to learn the hymns and the praise songs.
他们开始学习这些赞美的诗歌。
And after a while, the mother believed, and her life was transformed.
过了一段时间呢，她妈妈信了主了，她生命呢有很大的改变。
Now, one day, a local believer came to this missionary.
有一天呢, 有一个当地的信主人呢, 来到这个宣教士前面。
And he said that he knows of a particular poor family.
他说呢, 他认识一个很贫穷的家庭。
They needed rice.
他们需要这个米。
And so he suggested to this missionary that they go together to buy a sack of rice for this family.
他就跟这个宣教士建议他一起去买一袋米给这个家庭。
And so that's what they did. They went out to buy a sack of rice, and together they gave it to this family.
所以他们一起去了,买了一袋米,就送给这个家庭。
This poor family had enough to eat for a month.
这个贫穷的家庭呢,有一个月呢,有米落饭。
The children watched all of this.
这个小孩子呢,他看见所有的事。
And three of them decided to believe with Noi showing the most life.
他三个呢,都,三个小孩子呢, 决定去信主, 这个Noi呢, 就是最有热心。
Well, later Noi grew up and went off to a university.
Noi呢, 他又长大了呢, 他就去了一个大学。
The missionary learned that Noi's mom was a woman of prayer.
这个宣教士呢, 知道这个Noi的妈妈呢, 是一个很恳切祷告的姊妹。
And she would regularly pray for her daughter.
他经常为他女儿去祷告。
Noi returned as a school teacher.
Noi呢, 回来做这个老师了。
And she became very involved in youth ministry in the local church.
他呢, 就在他当地教会当中呢, 是做很多的, 青年的事工。
And it was during this time that God spoke to Noi about missions.
当他那时候呢, 神呢, 就对这个Noi呢, 讲, 将他的宣教的负担放在这个Noi当中。
And after receiving some missionary training,
当他受到一些宣教士的训练之后呢,
she applied and was accepted by our mission agency.
他就去申请, 而且呢, 这个宣教一个的工厂呢, 是接纳了他。
You know, in Noi's story, we see that this foreign missionary welcomed Noi and her family.
我们看见这个外国这个宣教士呢, 就欢迎这个Noi呢, 来到他的家庭当中。
He mobilized Noi to missions.
他去鼓励这个Noi呢, 去参与这个宣教。
Noi's mom prayed.
他的Noi的妈妈呢, 是勤切的祷告。
Noi learned.
Noi呢, 就不断的学习。
And then she went.
而且他就自己出去。
Her local church sent her.
他的地方教会呢,
her local church prayed for her.
他的地方教会呢,
Noi's story is all about our faithful God.
这个Noi的故事呢,
how God involved all sorts of people through all sorts of ways to make disciples.
看见神利用很多不同的事情,很多不同的信徒,为他不断去建造。
So friends,
朋友,
what is your story?
你的故事是什么呢?
Let's pray.
一起来祈祷。
Heavenly Father,